For some years now, experts have been predicting that future wars would not be fought over oil, but over water. And these same experts are also telling us that climate change and desertification will lead to mass migration towards countries in cooler climates. And that means towards the developed world. In one country, Australia, the battle over water is already raging, following the worst drought in living memory. Farmers, urban consumers, and environmentalists cite loggerheads over the use of water. Australia, in effect, sends abroad, in quotation marks, billions of cubic meters of water per year. Not directly, of course, but by using it to grow farm goods. And these farm goods are worth 25 billion Australian dollars. These farm goods include so-called dry land produce, i.e. rain-fed produce, such as wheat, beef, wool, and dairy, and irrigated crops, such as rice and fruit. And the fruit includes grapes, oranges, and peaches. These farm products feed far off consumers in the main, in other words, not Australians, but consumers living on other continents. They also suck up 65 to 70% of Australian water and make up around a quarter of all exports. In 2002, Australia became the world's sixth biggest agricultural producer and did lobbies in global trade negotiations, such as the Doha Round, for more markets to be opened to its farm products. Although it is true that Australians, on the whole, value farming and value the rural life, the use of water in agriculture has now come under intense scrutiny. So, as I mentioned before, Australia is today the world's largest net exporter of virtual water. In other words, water embedded in its farm produce. And this is the case even though Australia has suffered from water shortages for years. Critics now say that this means that the country is in effect sucking itself dry in order to subsidize foreign consumers and to provide them with low-cost goods. Environmentalists say that both methods, in other words, both irrigation farming and dryland farming, deplete water stocks. And they also cause rivers and the earth, which is naturally salty, to become dangerously saline. At the moment, given the drought, irrigated farming is under particular scrutiny. It is true that just 0.5% of Australia's farmland is artificially watered, but this farmland produces 23% of all agricultural output. And it is also true that Australian rice farmers lead the world in conservation of water. Their water use per tonne of output is only half the global average. So it is true to say that rice production in Australia is very efficient, but for many Australians the question is not whether agriculture is making good use of water in Australia. And the question is not either whether Australian farmers are more efficient than farmers elsewhere in the world. they are asking is whether so much water should be used by farmers. Especially at a time when many cities are suffering severe limits on their use of water. And this has meant that resentment has been building up now for some time when people cannot wash their cars in cities or water their lawns. So although the country is now investing heavily in recycling plants and also in desalination plants to provide water for cities, some economists are starting to look at this problem from a very different point of view, which would really mean that in future, farmers would sell their water rights to the cities. And unfortunately, I have no time to go into detail as far as this proposal is concerned. Thank you very much.